This is one time where I can say face of uncertainty issue is we're all on the same page. I know both the IRS and taxpayers are wondering what the heck is going on and what's going to come out the other end of all this and is it all going to happen? So we can all be united in our in our confusion. So with that, I think Moshe's going to start and he's going to talk about the new international rules and we will go from there. So.
Thanks, Heather. Do you have the
I do.
The clicker?
I got it.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about some of the features of the new tax reform proposals. In the House, we now have an actual bill that's been passed by the House as of about an hour or two ago. There's at least some movement on that front. I'll talk about sort of three features of the system. One, the participation exemption, dividend exemption, whatever you want to call it, essentially the move to a so-called territorial system. And then I'll speak a little bit about the anti-base erosion provisions that are in the House bill. The slides were made before we had a Senate bill, but I'll speak to some of the proposals that have been in the Senate markup. And of course, some of these things have been changing over the last 10 days. And so actually not everything on the slides reflects even the latest proposals, but I'll speak to that. In some sense, international tax planning under our current tax system, you could think about it as having sort of three big legs. On the front end, deferral of U.S. taxation on foreign income. Then there's the need to efficiently repatriate that income back to the United States, minimizing U.S. tax on the repatriated funds. And then the third leg is maximizing foreign tax credits with respect to your foreign income, so you again minimize your U.S. tax on it. Those are kind of three core features of international tax planning under our current system, and those are almost all gone.